just so all you guys watching know, we're learning about Ashes and we want to continue to know more. So in the comments, if there's something you guys want to see us cover next, like a certain system, I know the node system is a really big one. Hey, what's up everybody? Bad Cuz Dad here. Me and Scott are joined today by Spot the Paladin and Mikey, who's apparently visiting some Mayan ruins. Oh, nope, now he's in the forest. So thank you guys for joining us. Spot,
he's
I know you've
in the forest.
Yeah, Spot, you've been on before when we did a WoW podcast. Mikey is new to the podcast. So Mikey, give us a little history about you and MMOs. What have you played or stuff like that?
So yeah, I have just a little bit of experience with some of the MMOs, but I used to play WoW back in the day. That's the one thing that got me started. Played a little bit of Star Wars Old Republic. I don't know if Valheim actually counts, but played a little bit of Valheim. And then, of course, some of the single players. I'm a big Fallout series fan, as well as some of the Elder Scrolls series. So, cool. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've dabbled in.
Okay, well, as you guys can tell, we're going to be talking about Ashes of Creation today. I've recently kind of got heavy into Ashes of Creation after watching some of their recent reveals and videos. And when that happened, of course, I spammed everyone's DMs with videos about Ashes, and they hate me when I do that, but I did it anyway. And so that's what we're going to talk about. These guys have kind of watched some of those reveals now too. And I kind of wanted to go around and just ask everyone, did you guys know about Ashes of Creation before I kind of sent those videos out to you guys? Had you been following it, or what was your knowledge of the game before that?
I think I heard about it, man, 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
that was the first time, and it was just a brief glimpse. It wasn't anything that I really recall, but I do remember thinking, like, obviously, oh no, another MMO, and didn't think much of it. But it's kind of just started to hatch in a sense. So
yeah, for sure. I think we all kind of learned about it at the same time. I think Tom was probably the first one, and then, you know, he kind of explained to us, me and Scott anyways, I don't know if Michael was there, kind of explained to us how the game is being created by someone who doesn't, you know, he's just got bounds of money and doesn't really care about all the political stuff of, you know, creating video games. So, you know, that's kind of what interests me, you know, hoping that it'll be a little bit different, not a play-to-win game. So that's kind of what got me interested in
pay to win.
More into it.
You always play to win. That's one of Michael Scott's first rules of business.
Yeah. And Mikey, had you heard about it before, or is Ashes new to you?
I just got on this about 2 days ago. Did a lot of research today just to figure it out. But yeah, nice. Just okay. through you, man.
Yep. And so, yeah, I had heard about it a while back. I did kind of an initial look into it, and it seemed like the game was just too far out, right? And I didn't want to invest too much time into it because this game was like 4 years out or something like that. But in the last like couple months is when they put out the announcement that they were moving to Unreal Engine 5. And that's kind of the first time when I kind of got back into it, and I was like, wow, this could be something cool, because correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think any MMOs have come out with UE5 yet, as far as I know.
No,
I don't believe so. I don't believe many single player games have, if any, too.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will say that the very little bit that I've seen from Unreal Engine 5 has been phenomenal so far, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Unreal Engine 5 can do in the future.
Yeah. So that first initial video got me into it, and I didn't send that one to you guys because it actually didn't even look as good as the weather systems. And I don't, you know, we made a YouTube video last week talking about getting into Ashes of Creation as new followers to it. And so you guys, even being newer than me, I didn't want to bog you down with tons of information. I just wanted to get your initial thoughts today on those videos that really got me interested in, you know, where this project might be going, especially since I think we're starving for like a good Western MMO, right? Like, I know we kind of like Lost Ark for a little bit, and that was fun. But I think we don't want a WoW killer, but we just want something that's, you know, cater to the Western audience that's legit. And so I'm hoping Ashes can be that. But let's start with that.
We're really looking for a WoW killer. I think we're looking for just something that's innovative and different than WoW. I don't want a WoW clone that's a WoW killer. I want something that's new and alluring and offers something that we haven't been offered in the last 20, almost 20 years of what we would call like the WoW age of MMOs.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like Ashes of Creation may change the MMO game, to be honest. Just from what I've seen, I mean, it looks pretty good, and I haven't been interested in playing MMOs in quite a while now.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see how it's going to turn out. Hopefully it's, you know, half as good as I think it's going to be.
Well, I think we were all kind of in a similar state, right? I know I have remained maybe the only guy who still plays MMOs on a regular basis. But I know kind of after Shadowlands, we were all kind of, you know, this sucks. MMOs are in a sucky place. Like, do we really want to keep doing this and putting our time into that? So, yeah, if Ashes can... Go ahead, Spot.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, like, the main reason that I got off the WoW bandwagon is because they just simply do not listen to their player base. They do not take and implement actual players of the game, you know, their thoughts and I don't know. I think that's going to be a huge change with Ashes of Creation, because, you know, it's being made by someone that loves to play MMOs and really wants to listen to everybody else's thoughts and implement those in the games. And that's, I don't know, that's kind of something that I'm really interested in.
That's funny. I think there's still like a YouTube video of the guy, Steven Sharif, who's the owner of Ashes of Creation, game director. There's like a video of him on ArcAge where he's doing like a Braveheart style pump up speech before like a huge battle. That's awesome. That's the kind of person who I want to make the MMO I play. You know what I mean? Like, not some corporate guy who wants to figure out how can we get more microtransactions into the game or whatever. But yeah, so we'll start with that weather systems video. I guess I'll throw it to you, Mikey, since you're new today. What were your just like initial impressions of the graphics and kind of what they were doing with that one?
I was actually thoroughly impressed. First time seeing Unreal Engine 5 in action. I just love the way the wind, the weather, it was just a pretty neat mesh together, just seeing how things would move and everything. It was good to go. I really appreciated how they put it together and how it looked. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be great.
What do you guys think, Scott and Spot?
So,
anything stand out, I guess I should say?
I kind of have a, like, my first initial thought is a bit pessimistic, because when I see things like this, it makes me think of the bacon wrapped turd. Like, bacon is delicious. It makes a turd probably more edible than it normally would be on its own.
I was like, where are you going with that one?
But at the end of the day, it's still a turd. And I see this stuff, and this is a lot of manpower into something that's awesome. But when it comes down to it, it's also pretty mundane. Like, this weather is awesome, and it's only that bacon on a good turd if the game turns out to be good. It's like, if you don't have substance, then something like this weather is going to get pretty old pretty quickly.
It's like, if the underlying systems aren't good, then what does it matter?
It's a feature that makes a great game even greater. And I'll throw a lot of comparisons to something like Red Dead 2, because in my opinion, that's still the best game ever made, and it did have dynamic weather too. It was really good. So it's been done before. It added to that game, but yeah, it's sweet. And if it works out and the game's good, this is a huge bonus. But
right.
To me, that's what it brings first, because I'm like, all right, they're showcasing all of this, and while this is really cool, on the grand scheme of things and the longevity of this game, this isn't something that I'm thoroughly concerned about.
It's not something that really matters. Yeah. Like, it's not something that really makes or breaks the game. You know,
but yes, it's gorgeous, right? Like, yeah, right, it looks great.
It's great. And one of my main concerns is, you know, does it look too good? Is it too intricate? Is it going to bog systems down, coming from someone who doesn't have the greatest PC? Like, am I going to need to dump $3,000 into a new PC just so I can play this game and make it look how it's supposed to look? So that's one of my main concerns. And another, not necessarily concern, I guess, would be the timing between the weather systems. And I know in one of the videos they were talking about doing, you know, half an hour to an hour or 15 minutes or something. And I would actually like to see that go for maybe a little bit longer, to try to get some of the, you know, sales of, let's say, herbs or whatever. Like, you're only going to have an herb in like wintertime. So I don't know. I think it's going to make for a very like intricate auction house system.
Yeah, I've heard them bring up anywhere from like a day for, you know, one of the seasons to a week to a month. It seems like they're not totally sure, but like what you did bring up, Swat, they did mention, like you're saying, during certain seasons, certain gatherables will only appear during those seasons. So
yeah, and that's exactly what I'd like to see.
An economy around that, right? And you want to be in those areas when that season hits to corner that market or whatever. And they took it a step further. He also said, you know, in the winter time, there's going to be certain areas that are blocked off by ice, and this might be blocking off like a dungeon or something that's only available when the spring and summer seasons roll around. And so just different things that you might not have access to. But the weather system, I guess more importantly, the seasons, it's kind of unique. I don't know if it's been done. I know a lot of people have had, like you said, Scott, dynamic weather, but I don't know if I've seen full seasons in a game,
like,
or
impactful seasons. Right. Yeah.
Correct. To this extent, basically.
It's definitely a cool feature. Anything that adds a sense of realism, especially in an MMO where you're trying to essentially create a avatar in that living world. And I think anything that lends itself to that experience is important and immersive. But obviously, again, for other reasons, it could also be unnecessary or just more of a burden in some sense. But who knows? I mean, right now it's cool. And I think it's good to be optimistic, but also realistic about it. So it sounds like they're shooting for something high, and I hope it pans out well when it comes to a feature like this.
Right. With games like this, too, is sometimes the creator tries to make it too real. You know, where if I play a video game, like, I'm trying to get away from life. I'm trying to get away from the real stuff, so I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, anywhere near real life. So I just hope, you know, they find a good blend between, you know, being in this like immersive world and still being, you know, away from your regular life. Like, I just don't want to feel like I'm outside my house, you know?
Right.
I want to feel like I'm immersed in my second life.
I don't know if I want to be, I don't want to commit to an MMO to where it's my second life. I don't want another WoW experience.
So I'm obviously playing like Star Wars Old Republic and Guild Wars 2 right now. So graphics, obviously not top tier. Like, Mikey, I guess the natural question I probably should have led with is like, do graphics even matter to you? Like, most of the time in games, or what do you think?
I like a pretty game. Oh, shut up. like he was talking about, if it's not as enjoyable, if there's not as much as I want to do into it, yes, I want it to look pretty. I want it to be nice. But yes, there's some simple, basic games that Scott loves to make fun of me about. Some of the RTS that I get to play that are very basic, very, you know, downgraded graphics, basic looks to it. However, when it comes to RPGs, MMORPGs, I love that graphics. I love that pretty look. Right. It's just something I like to be immersed in, especially with this new Unreal Engine 5 that I'm looking forward to. It's just having that nice, pretty view that you can look out to.
Yeah, going back to what I was saying before about, you know, graphics possibly being an issue for a lot of people with this game, is you asked Mike if do graphics matter to you, and I feel like for a lot of people it's not even a possibility for them to really matter, because they're just not able to afford it in this economy. Like, they're not able to play these games on, you know, even medium graphics. It's like with WoW, like I played on low graphics pretty much my entire career, so, you know, I never really had the option to really get in the, like, get the full effect.
But when you do, it's very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess kind of what I mentioned in the video is, like, when I, my real impression when I saw this, and I know we're showing some footage right now on screen, and we're not quite to the part where the wind really kicks in, which is what really impressed me, but I just thought to myself, like, I want to spend the 2 or 3 hours I have every night, like, in this world. Like, if I have to be in a game, and I want the game to be like this, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is worth it to me to, like Scott said, have my avatar, my representation of myself as a character in this game. I'm like, this is cool. This is what I want. And yeah, I'll kind of move on to that, the wind particles. Like, what really impressed me too was when he cranked up the wind, and the wind was affecting, you know, the environments, but it was affecting, like, the clothes he had on, right? Like, the armor and stuff like that was just insane to me. Something I hadn't seen really. And I thought it was pretty incredible. I don't know.
Well, that feeling that it gives you, where you can almost kind of sense the elements yourself. To me, when that immersion is there in a good game, it's honestly unrivaled. And I think that's what makes, again, a game like RDR 2 so great, is that it is powerfully immersive. It does such a great job of bringing you into the game through the story, not only the story, the gameplay, but just how the environment feels. It feels like a living world that you're part of. And that made the experience exceptional. It's still one of my favorite, like, favorite gaming memories.
Any other thoughts on weather before we go to combat spot?
I'm curious to see if, like, if the wind will, like, block off certain passages, like, you know, or, you know, the wind is gusting too much to get into this dungeon or something like
that.
Video,
didn't it?
I did. I must have missed it if it did.
Didn't the rock formation lower when he turned off?
Because when ice melted, maybe.
Yeah.
I know he did mention that trade routes on the ocean, if you can catch the wind, that your ships will be able to move faster. Or if you're trying to track down and pirate somebody, like, for their stuff on the ocean, if you can catch the wind at the right way. Like you said, that's an immersive feature that's, like, extra, you know what I mean, but still very cool if they can pull it off right.
I'm ready to pillage some people's stuff for sure.
Heck yeah. Okay, well, speaking of pillaging, I guess we'll talk about combat next.
That was the worst transition I've ever heard.
Thought it was amazing. It
wasn't even remotely related.
Well, either way, we're here now. So combat, from what I gathered from it, to me, they've already stated they're doing a hybrid combat system. So it's going to be some sort of hybrid between tab targeting and aimed abilities. So my only experience with something like this is Guild Wars 2. So Guild Wars 2, you can tab target, but for example, if you swing your greatsword, if there's three people in front of the arc, you will hit all three people, even if you don't have all three people targeted. So it's sort of a hybrid in that way. Or if you shoot a bow, bow and arrow, it'll go through everyone in the line between you and your target, kind of a thing. It'll pierce everyone. And so that's just kind of a background on what they've, how they've stated the combat is going to be, and that's what their goal is. What did you guys think about, anybody have any initial impressions when you saw the combat? I'm hoping we get some mixed opinions here, because I know I do.
Let's hear from Mikey. I mean, the combat he's usually used to is like taking turns, like
real exciting stuff. Like
turn-based games.
Dude, one of my favorite games is turn-based, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, back off. Nah. So the two things that I did see, I really like the fast pace with the daggers. I know Scott would agree. We were actually talking about it earlier today. I enjoy that kind of aspect to it, is just utilizing the daggers. However, when I was watching like the long sword, I wasn't a fan. It felt, or excuse me, it looked a little clunky.
Yeah, it feels a little slow.
I'm not a huge fan. Maybe it's just certain classes. I could just be misinterpreting the video or whatnot. But yeah, I really enjoyed a more fast pace, how the daggers were. I like the pinpoint where it kind of gave you the direction you're going. I am terrible if there's not an actual direction. But yeah, that's kind of my perspective of what I saw.
Yeah, so you really noticed the momentum. Yeah, go ahead, Spot.
Yeah.
No, I also agree. The daggers are something that I've always been a fan of. You know, I've always been a fan of like fast combat. It kind of looks a little bit like almost hack and slash ish, but yeah, you know, with abilities, which we didn't really get to see a lot of the abilities in that video.
Correct. This is just auto attacks, like in the right. video. So just to to be fair, to like anyone
auto,
watching,
it's like your it's auto your attack, basic attack
chain. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Basically,
yeah,
yeah, like a builder, usually. Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to seeing how like mages and archers, and you know, I'm really looking forward to the ranged combat. I really want to see what that looks like.
What I my complaint, like I've told you before, has always with Guild Wars has always been the combat just doesn't feel right. I don't mind how the combat functions. I don't mind that those basic attacks are like three swings and hit an area and sometimes. But this looks like it feels better. Like when I first see it, it seems like my experience of the combat is going to feel better. The weapons seem like they have their own unique feel. Quotes. I like the physics. Physics in this kind of combat are awesome, especially like these little rock guys. They broke apart, they kind of fling back and roll. That's a really cool feature, and it makes combat feel intuitive. It makes it feel kind of powerful, and like you're really, again, it's kind of touching on that immersion aspect.
Guild Wars, that's a complaint a lot of people have, is that it just feels a little floaty, like not quite as heavy.
Something is off. It just doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah, I obviously like it, but I know a lot of people don't, and I think that you're right. That is a reason for that, but you're right. You can tell that. I know that it looks like the greatsword swings a lot slower, but I think that's gonna feel good across the spectrum of like all the weapons. When you get to the daggers and you're able to attack super fast, then you move up to like a sword or mace or whatever the weapons they're gonna have. I'll tell you what my big concern is right now, and you guys might not have this concern, but my concern, if you watch this footage, it looked like there was a little reticle like in the middle of the screen, like a wider red dot depending on when he was attacking. And so my mind initially went to like Elder Scrolls Online. I don't know if you guys have played that, where you left click to do a basic attack and you hold right click to block essentially. And I am not a fan of that. Like I actually really hate that style of combat. Like if I could just put the basic attack on a keybind, like I'm okay with that. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that style. Did you guys play Elder Scrolls Online by any chance?
I did. I didn't play Elder Scrolls Online, but I'm like the complete opposite way. Like I love the hack and slash games. Like left click, just you know, just hack away. Right click, you block. It's very simple, very easy to use. And then you know when you get into like skill gap, like that's where your abilities come in, you know, is how you use your abilities. So I like just like the simple basic attacks, like that system.
I think the blocking's a cool feature too. That's not something that's that common.
Right.
I mean, there's an ability for Guild Wars.
What about New
this
World?
Seemed like an active block.
Did New Never World have it. A block? Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I didn't play it either. Guild Wars has the dodge roll. So it's like
right.
You have a stamina bar basically, and a couple dodges will deplete it, and then it has to build up over time. So it is an active evasion kind of mechanic, which I like just because I play Guild Wars. But so I don't know. I mean, I'm opening to finding out more about this, but I guess there'll be a lot of factors, like how many abilities will be on your bar.
Yeah.
What does your class kit look like? And of course, like we kind of all said, the elephant is in the room is the what will ranged abilities, you know, play like. So
some of their spells, like him dashing around a little bit, man, if that's kind of a glimpse into some of the magic stuff, that's pretty sweet.
Cool. It's kind of cool how he was using, you know, the big long sword, and he still had the ability to dash around and you know, move quickly. So I'm really curious to see how, like, the skill tree is going to go. Like, if I can, you know, use these daggers and be a rogue, but also, you know, have a few, like, magic abilities or, you know, healing abilities or something. I'm just curious to see if we can, like, you know, spec into rogue and then you know, branch off a little bit to spec into like healing or heavier damage or, you know, any of those things. So I would be excited to see that for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot we don't know, just us four, because we haven't dove in as much. Right. And so that we're kind of starting our journey. I think from what I've gathered from just this video, he was using like a fighter or brawler class. I forget what it's called, but maybe think like your typical warrior. And so I think those other abilities were tied to his class he picked. And so I'm wondering if every class can use whatever weapon they want. So I think these are the answers we need to find out, right? Like, can you pair any weapon with any class? What will the different class kits, like I'm sure Spot, if there's a rogue class, like, they probably won't have that big hammer, you know, that he swings and like the spin to win, but what will the rogue kind of class kit have? You know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I would really love to see just that big talent tree where you can spec into kind of whatever you want. You know, obviously in every game, there's one spec that's just better than all of them.
Well, but, from what I've seen,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, one thing I do know is that I think the way the classes are going to work is you're going to pick a main class, and then you can pick from all the main classes, choose one of those to be your secondary option, and you get a little bit of that class kit. So I think there's like 64 class combinations in total. So it's going to be way bigger than like your typical WoW. There's 8 classes with 3 specs.
Yeah, that concerns me. I'm more of a traditionalist. I don't mind if there's like a base class, like a warrior, but then it goes into
easier to balance, I guess, that way.
Yeah, and it's just it's straightforward. It's different enough to where the classes aren't the same, but it's still pretty straightforward, and it just doesn't complicate things. When you start going into these mixing and matching, it makes me think of Path of Exile, how complicated and just intricate that can get, and it just seems more like a headache than anything else. And then again, like you said, balancing issues, it's a huge problem. You can't
go ahead.
I was gonna say, just kind of like the more hybrid-y it gets, you get in this weird murky area of just you can't balance it, because it's like one of those abilities might be so OP, but if you remove that from a certain class or a skill tree, then you completely change it. And it's like, it just, to me, it's more of a headache.
Right.
That's all I think about.
The more like intricate it gets, the deeper it gets, is, you know, the more time you have to spend, you know, playing around with that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people, and we've talked about this on the WoW podcast, is, you know, sometimes we just want to log on and play some Battlegrounds or just do PvP, you know? I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to dick with having to figure out what out of 64 classes is going to be the best one, you know? I don't want to take 2 hours changing my talents around. So, I mean, I'm a little bit concerned about that as well, but not probably not nearly as much as Scott.
Yes.
Well,
I was going to say, you know, as an Arcage player too, I think there were over 100 class combinations or something in that game, and really like 5 classes were played. You know what I mean? So even though there were like so many things to choose from, people knew what to play. You know what I mean? So I'm assuming this will be the same. Maybe so.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like if there's going to be 5 of the best classes, like you know, if you don't play this, you're just not viable, you know? And I'm talking about PvP specific because that's really all I play. So that, like, why have the other 59 classes if you're not going to make them viable at all, you know?
I guess maybe they will be. I think there's going to be a lot of different types of PvP, so ranging from castle sieges to probably instance arenas, you know, the caravan system, which we'll probably get into in another video, of transporting goods, and you have to defend that against, you know, pirates or attackers. I'm assuming there'll be builds that are better for depending on what type of content you want to run, if I had to guess.
Right. So that brings up the question, like, it, you know, if certain builds are better, are we going to be able to freely change our talents, or are we going to have to, like, you know, farm points or farm, like, you know, I'm just curious how that system's going to work too.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just ask you guys, we'll kind of wrap up a little bit. Maybe where we want to go next with this podcast, like what info do we want to dive into next? I know, Mikey, you had mentioned wanting to get into some of the lore, and you even checked some stuff out today. What was there anything that you saw that you're like, this seems cool, or is this kind of a generic kind of a deal?
I would say it's kind of set up in a generic kind of deal, kind of like the gods, and then gods branching off to make the evil side, kind of a generic build for the storyline. However, after researching it and looking into it, I kind of got into it pretty well. I really started looking into the lore and whatnot, and it still seems interesting just because it has that science fiction gods and people and elves, orcs, dwarves, and whatnot. But it was pretty interesting. However, like you said, it is pretty generic.
Yeah, I guess there's only so many directions an MMO can go, I guess, if you're going to be fantasy MMO kind of a thing. Well, we'll have to get more into that. What about you, Scott? Is there anything you want to check out next as far as things you're interested in finding out about?
I really just want to know the true nuts and bolts of the game. I want to know the guts. I want to see what it's offering. I've gotten pretty cynical as I've gotten older here. When you're starting to put these kind of things forward, and you're starting to showcase all of these, and then talk about the classes and mixing and matching, it seems like they're kind of taking elements from several MMOs. We even talked about it. We talked about Elder Scrolls. We talked about Guild Wars 2. Obviously, WoW. I'm sure there'll be elements from that. This game reminds me a lot. The combat of actually Godfall, a game called Godfall, I was going to say, reminds me a lot of it. But my point is that when you start, they're starting big. Like, they're showcasing these things, and they're definitely using Unreal 5 to kind of get our attention, and it's working, but I also want to see what the reality of this game is going to be, because these are all well and good, but they're not really showing us anything yet, and a successful MMO is contingent upon what it offers, not necessarily these just you know, visual spectacles at first.
Well, you're right. We've been burned over the years by a number of games, like you mentioned Anthem, right. Other MMOs that were supposed to be great that didn't quite make it. And so, yeah, I think we're all kind of cautious. And so the game seems very ambitious. And so I think that should make us kind of skeptical and cautious to an extent. So maybe in an episode where we check out just what's the base gameplay loop here? What are they offering? What are the features that are prominent kind of a deal. Yeah, I'm on board with that. What about you, Spot? Is PvP really the thing you're like, hey, we need to figure out what's being offered here?
I would definitely like to dive into the PvP a little bit more. I mean, we don't really have a whole lot of... Actually, I don't really think we have any information really on it besides the caravans and stuff like that. Mm. But, I mean, like Scott was saying, though, I mean, WoW, particularly the last, you know, three expansions, maybe four expansions, you know, they kind of ruined MMOs for me with all the, you know, showcasing stuff, of course.
Borrowed,
you know,
power stuff.
Yeah, like, and then you watch like the animated videos and it gets you all pumped up. You're like, this is going to be sick. They're going to actually do what the players want.
Speaking,
and then you get
the Star
in the game,
Wars
and you're
expansion.
Like, all right. And then you get in the game and you're like, wow, I have to do quests for 4 hours just to be able to do what I want to do. I just hope that they stick with it. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of work, as you know, with all the intricate weather and just everything that they're talking about doing. And I wasn't sure when did you say that this was planning on being released? Didn't you say like another 2 years or something?
I think it's all speculation at this point. I don't think anyone really knows. I think they're about to come out with an alpha 2. Actually, I say that. I really don't know, but I think some speculation is that before the end of the year, they're going to have their second alpha, and then they have two betas scheduled. So
it's gonna be a while. That game looks like it's pretty far from done.
It could be 2 years still. We don't know. It's possible. Then for again, sure. Maybe it's closer than we know. I don't really know.
It's definitely worth keeping an eye on, though. I'm glad we're talking about it, because it after that initial, I guess I even forget what it was now, but whatever they showed initially, I kind of forgot about it until you brought it up again. So,
right.
Yeah.
I will say that this is really the only MMO that I've been even a little bit excited about looking into more, because, I mean, like I said, I haven't even played an MMO since I stopped playing WoW.
Well,
and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what, you know, what the future brings for this game.
Speaking of WoW,
it's definitely enough to kind of pique your interest, and that hasn't happened for a while, and I feel the same way.
I was gonna say, speaking of WoW, I think you guys may be surprised at some of the stuff's going on. Maybe we'll have to do a, you know, circle back and check on the WoW alpha that's going on right now.
Right, and that goes back to what I was saying before. You know, there's been plenty of times where I quit WoW, and you know, they come out with all this great stuff. They're going to change all this stuff. And then it drags me back in. And then I get in there and I waste a lot of my free time having to do this stuff that I don't want to do.
Spot.
That they said that they weren't going to do. You know?
It's going to be different this time. Okay.
Please don't
work for Blizzard.
Tom's like the proverbial crack dealer. He's
Tom's
like, just
trying.
Just try a little bit.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great, man.
Like sending me WoW stuff, dude. Like, this is my DH build. I don't
care, dude. I'm so desperate for people to play MMOs with me. I'm like an MMO salesman at this point.
Like, I don't care.
Come on, guys.
DH is wearing a two-piece. I don't want to see it.
Okay, cool. Well, are you guys down to revisit some or visit some more things in Ashes to see kind of what it's about? I'm kind of intrigued by the whole project, because part of me wants to see, is this going to be a train wreck, or are they actually going to pull this off, right? It seems like it's very ambitious, and some of the things that Steven Guy says just seems too good to be true. It's like if we four just sat down and were like, what is our ideal MMO, and we had unlimited resources to make it. Like, this is what this guy sounds like, and it's kind of refreshing. You know what I mean? And so
it's giving me No Man's Sky flashbacks, though, if you look back to that guy's first video.
Right,
man.
But the game is awesome now, right? So okay. Well, just so all you guys watching know, we're learning about Ashes and we want to continue to know more. So in the comments, if there's something you guys want to see us cover next, like a certain system, I know the node system is a really big one. Obviously, me and Spot obviously want to know about PvP. Like, is there going to be instance PvP? I know they have castle sieges. Open world PvP. Just continue to point us towards resources of creators who are covering this stuff really well that we can check out, or I know people have mentioned the wiki before to me, so if there's specific things we need to look at or just what you want to see us check out next, just leave it in the comment. Let's start a discussion about that. But guys, thanks for joining me today, and everybody, like and subscribe. I think we're going to keep putting these out as long as you guys want to see them, and I know we're interested in finding out more about the game. So all right, guys, well, that's it. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks for joining us. Later, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, we are recording. Everything looks good.
Ooh, cool. You Mayan.
Michael's traveling over here.
I like
just it. Going around the world.
You're like the world guy tour. From Ancient Aliens now. That's like with the giant hair. It's always like, this so is obviously an ancient
as
astronaut.
Of creations. It's pretty much aliens.
They probably will have Mayan temples or something.
Aliens of creation. Could go to Mars next.
So. I just started talking and you just had this look on your face.
That's going in the outtakes. Like... 2, 1, go. I knew it.
Oh, I'm staring right at Michael.